Adam Hecht had what seemed like a good life. Adam was not only smart, but he was also good-looking, very successful, and extremely kind to the people who knew him. But when Adam befriends the mysterious Tony, soon his personality would begin to change. And he would start spending more and more time away from his family and friends, and more time venturing onto the rougher streets of California. Adam would soon disappear, but what happened to the 24-year-old tennis instructor would be left a mystery. Did Adam give up his lavish lifestyle to go live on the streets? Or did something far more sinister happen to Adam Hecht? Hi, I'm your host, Missy, and I'm about to take you on a wild ride. Stories with plot twists, shocking endings, and unbelievable truths. Trust me when I tell you that this story is nuts. Adam Arthur Hecht was born August 6, 1965. His father, Harold Hecht, was a successful film producer who had won an Academy Award for Best Picture in 1956, and so the family was very well off. Adam graduated from Beverly Hills High, and soon after, he began teaching tennis lessons as a way to make his own money. By 24 years old, Adam was living in a nice apartment near Camden Hills Drive in Beverly Hills. And he also was driving a BMW. He was doing really well for himself. But there was something that set Adam aside from maybe some of his wealthier friends. For example, Adam started spending a lot of his time volunteering at a local homeless shelter called The Mission, and he would also bring homeless people food. And there was something else, too. Adam was really starting to feel disillusioned with wealth and, quote, the daily grind of having to work for the purpose of money. In July of 1989, Adam would meet his brother Harold Jr. out for breakfast at a local diner, and the two would notice a young African-American man who was partially blind in one eye, standing out in front of the restaurant. The brothers would be seated, but just as soon as they sat down, Adam would excuse himself from the table and, to Harold's surprise, make his way back outside the restaurant to start a conversation with the man that Adam would soon come to know as Tony. When Adam returned to his seat, Harold would ask him what the two men had talked about, but Adam refused to answer. Upon leaving the restaurant, Harold would make his way back to his car, but not before noticing the fact that Adam had once again returned to talk to the mysterious Tony. Within weeks, Adam Hecht and Tony became quick friends, with Adam actually inviting Tony to move into his Beverly Hills apartment with him. Now, Adam's family knew Adam had intended well, but they noticed that Adam's personality after befriending Tony was quickly changing. Adam was spending a lot less time with his friends and family and a lot more time amongst the homeless population. And in fact, Adam was spending a lot more time on downtown LA's Skid Row. Now, if you don't know what Skid Row is, it is an area that covers around 50 city blocks, and it is well known for not only the homeless population that lives there, but also for a lot of other criminal activity that goes on the streets. And not only was Adam's personality changing, but also his interests. Adam was finding himself far more interested in spiritualism and meditation, and Tony was actually becoming somewhat of a mentor for these kinds of things. The two also engage in rituals of some sort, though it is not known what kind of rituals. Adam did manage to burn his hand during one of the rituals, a ritual that Adam told his worried mother at dinner one night was to test his endurance. Adam's mother, Martine, was growing concerned over the friendship that her son was developing with Tony. And though Adam spoke highly of Tony, and started bringing him around to family functions, such as a dinner with Martine and Adam one night. She couldn't understand his strange ways, especially when Tony would wave his hand over food as if he was blessing it. But Adam spoke highly and often of Tony, and despite how strange the situation was to the Heck family, Adam said that Tony was helping him mature as a person. On June 7th, 1989, Adam Heck would drop his car off to get repairs and was seen leaving the repair shop in the rental car. 3 days later, Adam's brother, Harold Jr., began to get concerned for his brother, since no one had seen or heard from Adam in a few days. He would go to knock on the door of Adam's apartment, only to have Tony open the door, but refused to let him search the apartment for his brother. Tony claimed he did not know where Adam was, only that he wasn't at home. The whole situation was strange to the Heck family, and after Tony and Harold's awkward interaction, Adam's mother decided to go visit the apartment herself. This time, Tony would allow Martine in, but as she searched her son's apartment, she quickly realized he was not there. According to Martine, this is when things began to get extremely weird, when Tony would attempt to wrap his arms around her and kiss her. Ignoring Tony's advances, she once again asked Tony where her son was, only to be told by Tony, "I am your son." The Hecht family would immediately file a missing persons report on 24-year-old Adam Hecht. However, police would quickly state that because Adam was an adult, he had every right to disappear. In fact, this wasn't the first time Adam had left for a few days either. He had a tendency to stay out on the streets lately, but he would always come back home, and police believed that this time he would probably just do the same thing. However, Adam Hecht would not come back home. And in July of 1989, the Hecht family was able to get Tony evicted from Adam's apartment. Investigators would question Tony on Adam's whereabouts, but Tony would continue to deny any knowledge in where Adam had gone. Police did not believe that Tony had anything to do with Adam's disappearance and let him go out of their custody. A month after Adam's disappearance, his rental car was found parked on a side street in Beverly Hills, not far from his apartment. Inside the car, police found Adam's credit cards, wallet, and $600 in cash. The keys were still in the ignition. The car had been covered in leaves and parking tickets, making it appear as if the car had been parked there for some time. The Hecht family hired a private investigator who tracked down leads of where Adam could have possibly gone, but the PI came up empty. Adam's case was also featured on Unsolved Mysteries in October of 1990, but any leads that came in after that show also led to dead ends. A few years ago, a tip actually came into Unsolved Mysteries' website of a college professor who bore a striking resemblance to the missing man and even shared the same name, Adam Hecht. However, upon investigation, it was discovered that this was all just a major coincidence and nothing more. A year after Adam disappeared, Harold Jr. would spot Tony on the street and would ask him if he had any information on where Adam had gone. Tony would tell him to keep looking on the street and he would find his answers. But that was the only information that Harold Jr. could get out of Tony. Now, some sources claim that Tony was never seen again, disappearing into the streets just like Adam might have. But I do have a source that claimed otherwise. Now, I'm going to put, of course, the source in my source links like I always do. But this person did write a blog about the Adam Hecht disappearance and was able to speak to Harold Jr. and Adam's other brother, a man named Duffy. Now, according to Harold Jr., he had recently seen Tony as of 2019, so just a few years ago. Now, according to Harold, who had spoken to Tony, Tony was able to remember Adam. He said that the last time he saw Adam was in the apartment. However, he doesn't think that anyone came to harm him, and there was no other new information as of that sighting in 2019. Adam Hecht continues to be a missing person, and his case is still open. Theories on what happened to Adam are really all we have now, and some of the theories suggest that maybe Adam really did leave his life. He was sick of a life of entitlement and maybe, just maybe, he decided to give it all up and start over. Maybe Adam had been into drugs, other theories suggest. But there is no proof of him having anything to do with any sort of criminal activity. Another theory suggested that maybe Adam had left to spend the night out in the streets like he had before, and something happened to him while he was gone. Unfortunately, Adam could have easily become a John Doe. Police investigating the case believe that the answer to what happened is, very simply, that Adam chose to disappear amongst the homeless in California. Whether that is the truth or not, one thing is certain. Adam Hecht seemed to have been looking for something, trying to find himself and learn who he was. I, for one, hope that Adam was at least able to find answers to the questions that he sought. Adam Hecht would be 57 years old if he was alive today. Last seen, Adam was 5'11", weighing 160 pounds. He's a Caucasian male with black hair and hazel eyes. And Adam has burn scars on his right hand. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Adam Hecht, please call the Beverly Hills Police Department at 310-285-2158. As always, I am curious to hear what you have to say about this case. Do you think that the police are right? Do you think that Adam went off to live in the streets on purpose? Or did something far more sinister happen? If you want to talk about this case or any other true crime case, pop on our Facebook group. It is facebook.com/thisstoryisnutspodcast. And if you have a story suggestion, please send me those ideas at thisstoryisnuts@gmail.com. That is going to do it for today's show. Come back next week for an all-new episode of This Story Is Nuts, which drops every single Wednesday at midnight. And until then, stay nutty, my friends. This Story's Nuts was written and produced by Missy Reese, with music by Logan Reese off of Groovepad.